You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Now Solomon purposed to build a temple for the name of the Lord and a royal palace for himself. And Solomon assigned 70,000 men to bear burdens and 80,000 to quarry in the hill country and 3,600 to oversee them. And Solomon sent word to Hiram, the king of Tyre. As you dealt with David, my father, and sent him cedar to build himself a house to dwell in, so deal with me. Behold, I am about to build a house for the name of the Lord my God and dedicate it to him for the burning of incense, of sweet spices before him, and for the regular arrangement of the showbread, and for burnt offerings morning and evening, on the Sabbaths and the new moons, and the appointed feasts of the Lord our God, as ordained forever for Israel. The house that I am to build will be great, for our God is greater than all gods. But who is able to build him a house, since heaven, even highest heaven, cannot contain him? So now send me a man skilled to work in gold, silver, bronze, and iron, and in purple, crimson, and blue fabrics, trained also in engraving, to be with the skilled workers who are with me in Judah and Jerusalem, whom David my father provided. Send me also cedar, cypress, and algum timber from Lebanon. Then Hiram, the king of Tyre, answered in a letter that he sent to Solomon, "Because the Lord loves his people, he has made you king over them." Hiram also said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who made heaven and earth, who has given King David a wise son, who has discretion and understanding, who will build a temple for the Lord and a royal palace for himself. Now I have sent a skilled man who has understanding, Huram Abi, the son of a woman of the daughters of Dan, and his father was a man of Tyre. He is trained to work in gold, silver, bronze, iron, stone, and wood, and in purple, blue, and crimson fabrics and fine linen, and to do all sorts of engraving and execute any design that may be assigned him with your craftsmen, the craftsmen of my Lord, David, your father. And we will cut whatever timber you need from Lebanon and bring it to you in rafts by sea to Joppa, so that you may take it up to Jerusalem." Here ends the reading. Today we hear of King Solomon preparing to build the temple in Jerusalem. And what a magnificent place it would be. Solomon needed all kinds of building materials and laborers to complete the work, which would stand on the mountain in Jerusalem. To this day, we marvel when we see depictions of Solomon's temple, where he built a house for the Lord God. Of course, Solomon would also build himself a palace. And where are these great structures today? You can see remnants of them excavated now in the archaeological digs in Jerusalem, but they're no longer standing. It's a reminder and a proclamation to us of the temporal nature of life, of human structures and institutions. Even the great temples in Jerusalem were thrown down, and yet the word of our God remains forever, as it says in Isaiah 40, verse 8. And this is a worthwhile message as we struggle in North America with an increasingly secular culture, shrinking worship attendance, and challenges to keep and maintain our church buildings. What truly matters? Our buildings, our institutions, or the Word of God? Let's pray. Lord God, keep us focused on you, our great God and King, and on your Word, and not on bricks, mortar, and worldly human institutions and structures. In Jesus' name, amen. Here's a suggested Lenten response. Read Isaiah 40, the great chapter which reminds us that all flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. But the word of our God.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.